Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
The Saints and Falcons, of course, will meet again this season, and it's quite possible that Spencer Rattler will still be the starting quarterback for them, because he will start for the Buccaneers, or start against the Buccaneers in the Saints game this weekend. That is because Derek Carr is dealing with a strained oblique that he suffered in their previous game against the Chiefs. So he is week to week, but Spencer Rattler is the starting quarterback this weekend.
And I want to get to Spencer Rattler stuff too. I do want to give a shout out though to the Saints and their organization for taking care of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, that are, you know, obviously they know a lot about, you know, kind of running away from hurricanes. Tampa's been in New Orleans now for a couple of days and are getting it done over there. So it's kind of nice all the way around, even with the, you know, division rivalry, that they're able to help out and kind of house those guys for a little bit. So, yeah, I mean, Spencer Rattler to me has a ton of upside. I know that a lot of people thought that he might have been a higher draft pick than he was. Really turned it on down a stretch run at South Carolina and was obviously a very, very, very big recruit when he came to Oklahoma a number of years ago. And yeah, you know, there was TV shows and everything else going on with him.
Yeah, you remember that?
Yeah, so I think he's...
He's grown up.
He's immensely talented, right? And I think the fact that he's getting the nod tells me how much he's probably grown up since those days. Yeah, it's interesting.
It's a little bit... That part is surprising for a team that is on a three-game losing skid and needs to get a win, but it just shows you how the confidence they have in him. The funny thing for me is I remember after his freshman year at Oklahoma, and there was Tank for Rattler talk at this station.
I do remember that.
With hosts from this station, with fans from this fan base. We're like, we should tank for Spencer Rattler. And then he hits a bump. I think Kyler Murray came in and played for him, or was it Caleb Williams?
I think it was Caleb Williams.
Caleb Williams, that's who it was. I'm sorry, yeah. Caleb Williams comes in, takes over, then he transfers when Lincoln Riley leaves, and Spencer transfer, and everything just changed. And then he had a really good year last year at South Carolina, but because it happened at South Carolina, it kind of goes under the radar. And because he fell off a cliff at Oklahoma, he drops, and he, like you said, he's immensely talented. Not a lot of good things came out of that quarterback show for him, though.
No, it didn't. Kind of a bad look. And I know that he had a couple of moments when he was a freshman in Oklahoma as well and everything else. But I'm happy for him. I hope he doesn't play well this weekend or in the near future. And no offense to him.
Hey, let me ask you that, though, real quick.
November 10th, they see the Falcons.
Yeah.
Would you rather Tampa win that game and drop to 3-3 and both of those be 3-3 and hopefully the Falcons go to 4-2? Or would you rather Tampa win, knock the Saints down to 2-4, and we that be the race.
I want Tampa to lose.
I do too.
I think they're a better team.
See, I do too.
Yeah.
But it's just like pulling for the Mets over the Phillies.
But when you whisper, I do too. But
like I just, it's so hard to do.
I hope there's a power outage
so
in that
hard.
Game.
Yeah, can both
this
teams
on
get disqualified?
This is your soliloquy when you do the Bo whisper.
Yeah. Let me ask you something. No, and I'm with you, man. I just think it. I think that the, you look at what they could be without Derek Carr, and I don't know what it is. And the fact that you're starting a rookie that was your, you know, really, let's be honest, probably your third option a few weeks ago before Taysom Hill got hurt. And Jake Haener was your backup. You know, that's just it's interesting to see. So I would love it more if Tampa Bay lost, because I think Baker Mayfield, those wide receivers, that offense can do things a little bit better at this point than New Orleans is. And I think they're more of a threat to Atlanta at the top of the division right now.
Well, the big news that shook up the NFL world this week was the Jets and owner Woody Johnson deciding to fire coach Robert Saleh after four seasons there. And we were discussing this in great length yesterday, how the owner, again, Woody Johnson, said that he did have a talk with Aaron Rodgers the night before this decision came to fire Saleh. He did say that Rodgers did not have any influence on his decision to do that. And finally, Aaron Rodgers, talking on the Pat McAfee show, he addressed all of that talk.
As far as any of the ridiculous allegations out there, I'm not going to spend more than one sentence in response to it, and that is that I resent any of those accusations because they're patently false. And it's interesting the amount of power that people think that I have, which I don't. But I love Robert, and it was, one of those days yesterday.
Did you hear that, Bo? I think he was talking to you.
He was talking to you.
I mean, it's not, we can't take him completely at his word, but I kind of side with him that I don't know that he has that much power when it comes to Woody Johnson. It's not like he's the long-term future. I also think Woody Johnson's a little off base when he's like, they'll get the firing coach bump and like, you know, we'll play a lot better because there will be an urgency in the locker room. I'm like, yeah, I don't know about all that.
Well,
he didn't get rid of what I think was probably the main problem.
Which was Nathaniel Hackett.
This is Nathaniel Hackett.
Well, I personally believe everything Aaron Rodgers says, and I appreciate his candor there. And I think he's 100% accurate. I will say this, and Rich Cimini, I believe that's how you pronounce it, from ESPN.com, says
the Jets.
He talked to Tyler Conklin, the tight end for the Jets, one of the tight ends. He says, I don't think anybody inside this building, player-wise or anything, thought that Rodgers had anything to do with that. I honestly, truly believe that, Aaron probably took this harder than almost anybody. Now, that part, I don't necessarily know if I believe. The last part about Aaron took it harder than anybody. But according to the players that are in the meetings room with Rodgers, and if you don't believe Aaron, you listen to the other guys in that room, they don't think Aaron Rodgers had anything to do with this. And yeah. I think they might know because they are in those trenches. And it's like Randy said the other day, and I know you can talk about this too. Players know.
Yeah.
Players, we don't give players enough credit for what they say, thinking they're always towing the company line. But maybe we should listen to them sometimes.
I want to approach this from a different angle real quick with you guys, because I think this is something important to kind of talk about. We just talked about the fact that Spencer Rattler is starting for the Saints this week. And now we're talking about the Jets and their quarterback situation and firing Robert Saleh. You know who the loser is in all this?
Devontae Adams.
Yeah. Right? Because when you look at – so the Raiders reportedly want a second rounder and whoever trades for him to take his salary off the books. And I looked up his salary earlier. They're on the hook for $17 million this year, but then that bumps over the next 2 years to $35 million. Both seasons. So it doubles over the next 2 years. All of a sudden, he doesn't have a landing spot. The Raiders don't really have a trade partner. I think they're hoping that Woody Johnson's like, yeah, let's do it. I don't see how you make the second rounder and the salary cap hit work moving forward for either one of those teams. So it's interesting to look at.
Is that why you think Antonio Pierce said some of the stuff he said yesterday with...
That's what I was just going to get to. So he did announce that Gardner Minshew, he's been benched, so they're going with Aiden O'Connell as their starting quarterback when they face the Steelers on Sunday. And he was also asked if Devontae Adams is still a part of the Raiders.
He's still a Raider. He's never not been a Raider. If when he's healthy and he can play, we'll play him. He's just not healthy right now. And he's getting closer, though. That's the good part. He's working every day to get that hamstrings right. He's in the right headspace.
Yeah. Oh, wait. You're not liking Instagram posts anymore? It's crazy how.
He's a Raider. Yeah.
Derek.
Sure is.
Derek Carr goes down. Robert Saleh gets fired. All of a sudden, yeah, man, he's working through it. He's rehabbing. We hope to get him back. As soon as he's ready, he'll play for the Raiders.
He's never not been a Raider.
Quarterback change. They have a quarterback change there now. So,
well, I'm going to tell you something. The difference in Aiden O'Connell and Gardner Minshew.
I know. But
I mean, I don't remember there ever being this many, like, this much quarterback controversy in week five of a season. Maybe it's recency bias.
Week five.
But I just, like, you get to week five, and we're talking about quarterbacks for, I feel like, five different teams where it's like, is that the long-term guy?
Maybe last year with all the bad, but a little bit different scenario, but a ton of injuries.
Ton of injuries,
right?
Correct.
So,
right. But I mean, just straight up controversies right now, yes, where it's like, Carolina and Vegas, and I mean, everybody's talking about Cleveland and can they make a change? And what's the future for Anthony Richardson? And like, now you go all the way around the league and you're like, man,
well,
like,
Cleveland, the Cleveland one is not like the others to me. But
sure,
it's because we don't allow guys to go through rough patches anymore in any position. Mike, if Kirk Cousins doesn't throw for 500 yards Thursday night, let's say he throws for 220 and the Falcons lose by 10 points.
Why are you speaking that in existence?
This was last week.
Oh,
I'm saying, if he doesn't throw for 500 last week,
right, last
the Falcons
week, okay,
would have lost,
sure,
by 10 points.
All right.
He throws for 220, two touchdowns, two picks. This city's talking about Michael Penix probably. We're 2-3.
I'm not ready to go there. I'm not ready to put that.
I
know what you're saying.
I know you're not. That's not the point. But that is what would be happening right now.
I'm not ready to talk about our fans like that.
I
think that's way further down the road. But the good thing is we're not. But I agree with you. You go to 2-3 and you're in third place. and you,
But that's the point. What I'm trying to say is we do, and it starts. It's look, fans don't run with narratives that you don't allow them to. And a lot of times they get it from us. They get a lot of narratives come, and I'm not saying you and me because we give the right ones, but I'm saying people that have microphones, people that have pen and pads, when you overreact behind a microphone or behind a keyboard as a writer or a radio host or whatever, TV host, whatever, that stuff starts to grow and people think it has credence when you're just throwing crap on.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
The wall.
Yeah.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.